Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Something's happening to me. My friends say I'm acting peculiarly. Come on, baby.
Welcome back. 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me on my 18th anniversary show. This week we're celebrating an 18th anniversary of our radio program and in a couple of months we'll celebrate our simulcast, our internet simulcast. So thanks for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Bill Dunkelberg is our guest, folks. Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, chief economist for the NFIB, former dean of the entire business school at Temple University. For many years, a professor of economics there, and Bill, thanks again for being here. We're talking about the NFIB's index of small business optimism, and the labor market, which had a good October. Was it October? Or was it September that had the good numbers?
Yeah, it was August and September that had really good.
Had the good numbers.
Yeah,
but not so much October.
October, no, there was about as many people, according to NFIB's 350,000 firms, there were about as many people hired as were let go, so the net increase in jobs was pretty small, zero, mathematically. And that's not good. We were having really good numbers before that, especially for the year before that, the numbers were really looking pretty good. So,
but does it trouble you when you see people on television raising, kind of getting a little excited and wide-eyed when they read the U3 numbers of 4.9 or 5.1% or whatever, like that? Does that not bother you knowing that participation is at a 40-year low and we got so many people out of work?
Absolutely, the people who are excited about it are the ones for whom it's a beneficial number.
Yeah.
They just don't bother to point out that the reason the unemployment rate is so low is not because we created lots of jobs, but because a lot of people dropped out of the labor force.
Yeah.
So if you're not looking for a job, we don't count you officially as unemployed.
You're not part of the calculus,
right?
Are you?
Your hands aren't making anything.
Yeah,
right?
And we don't. And you're not part
no
of the
GDP,
numbers,
right?
Yeah.
You're not in the math if you're not.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not looking for a job, you have to be looking for a job to be counted as unemployed and the BLS statistics, and if you're not, then they don't worry about you. You're not counted.
Right. So, folks, when you hear people talking about that number, when you hear an unemployment number in the low five range, high fours, it's baloney. Don't believe it. And
yeah.
if you talk to anybody like that, ask them what the U6 number is. That's
yeah,
more
well,
like
the
10%.
The U6 number is a better indicator.
Yeah.
The thing is that 5% unemployment today is not the same as 5% unemployment rate in the 60s or
that's
the
right.
70s or the 80s.
That's right. Or even the 90s, yeah.
Well, very different, It's a weak economy unemployment rate. That's
and wages didn't do well either, did it, this time?
No, we still hung in there at a pretty good number. We still have a pretty high, in this expansion, a pretty high percentage of the owners are reporting they're raising worker comp. We don't know how much of that is through the benefit side in particular. We're busy trying to figure out about complying with Obamacare again, and those negotiations
right.
are all going on. So we don't know how much of the compensation gain is in benefits rather than take-home pay.
Mm-hmm.
According to the government, not a lot of it's going in take-home pay because we don't
right.
see wages really rising very
That's
much.
That's the point
the
I was making. And you're right about the numbers are in my little organization, our numbers doubled, and our deductible went up.
There you go.
Because of Obamacare, our premiums doubled, and our deductible went up. Now, how's that for? That's not good reform for my little operation, and that's got to take a hit on the economy, hasn't it?
And lots of consumers are finding that same problem.
Yeah.
Is they suddenly have a high deductible, and consequently, there's stuff healthcare they used
right.
to get that they now don't feel they can afford because they're having to pay for it out of their current
mm-hmm.
operating budget. So, the cost curve is not bending down for them either.
And capital spending is not good either, is it?
No, it's just, you know, it's what I call replacement mode, right? We're just clunking along. We have, 26% or so planning to make a capital outlay, but that's, you know, in comparison to what would be a good number would be, you know, near 40%, and we're nowhere close to that. So we're just kind of replacing things and, you know, a little bit of growth from the fact that we had 1% population growth, so you do have to have some new stuff, but
you know, Bill,
there's no exuberance there.
There's one part of your survey that if I only had like 4 seconds to see how things were going, there's one part of your survey that I would look for, and whatever that said, that would tell me which way the economy's going. Under the credit market section, there's a part in there that says 53% explicitly said they do not want a loan. Now, that number hasn't changed more than 1 or 2% one way or the other for how many years now? And as long as you got more than half of small businesses saying, not only am I not borrowing money, I don't want any loans, until we see that number go down and more people looking for loans, then that's to me, that's the bellwether of how the economy's going. What do you think?
That's right. You know, since 2009, that number has been running 10 to 15 percentage points higher than it normally runs in regular times. And that just means that that all these people aren't spending. I mean, you borrow money to invest.
For growth.
In a new plant, new equipment, expansion, or whatever. That's what you borrow money for. These people say, well, we're not interested in borrowing. And that must mean they're not interested in investing and expanding. And sure enough, the percentage of firms who say it's a good time to expand, it's barely double digit. Barely double digit. So you get 10 or 11% saying it's a good time to expand their business. They're probably still in the oil patch because some of that's going on.
And you know, we
and
did
55% say it's a bad time.
We did a recent survey of our audience, and we got a very similar report from our little online poll. Only about 20% said that they thought their prospects were good for the rest of the year. Quick break. Right back with Bill Dunkelberg. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.